when you're up there and you're understanding what you're saying, you really feel what you're doing, and it's really good.
Hello and welcome to the Inside HMCTS podcast, the show that takes you behind the scenes of the Courts and Tribunal Service. In this episode, we're stepping inside our courtrooms with Young Citizens, a national charity helping young people experience and understand the justice system firsthand through active learning experiences like mock trials. We'll hear from the people making it happen, the volunteers who give their time, and the students whose lives are shaped by these unique events. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Josh Shipp from HMCTS and Akasa Pradham from Young Citizens. Josh, let's start with you. For people who don't know, can you explain your role at HMCTS and how it connects to this partnership, please?
So my name is Josh, and I am Head of Operational Support at HMCTS. My role is a national role. I lead a team that is principally responsible for supporting the delivery of frontline operations. So we are the first point of call when something goes wrong or when something novel or different occurs. We also play a part in the wider HMCTS approach to social mobility and to providing opportunities to access justice in a way that is both educational but also informative for younger people or more vulnerable users of our services.
And am I right in thinking that part of that is about supporting projects like the Magistrates Mock Trial Scheme?
One of the additional things I'm responsible for is the grant that we award to Young Citizens to deliver a program of mock trials for young people, specifically called the Magistrates Mock Trial Scheme.
And this isn't something new either, is it? You've been working with Young Citizens for a long time. So how did that all begin?
So HMCTS and Young Citizens, or the Citizenship Foundation, as it was known for quite some time, have worked together since prior to HMCTS being His Majesty's Courts and Tribunal Service. When they first started to deliver their programmes and their projects, roughly mid-2010s, HMCTS started to deliver some government grants to charities to provide mock trials and the opportunity to come into a courts and tribunal service. And Young Citizens have received that funding for well over a decade now. That funding is regularly reviewed, and it includes some cash to provide for capital and resource costs for Young Citizens. So that supports the sort of the creation of material and cases for children to use. But HMCTS also provides free use of our buildings and volunteer staff and security to enable those mock trials and the various competitions to take place within our buildings.
Akasa, you're at the heart of delivering these events. What's the mission behind Young Citizens, and how do mock trials fit into it?
Yeah, so our mission is essentially about empowering children and young people to become active and informed citizens. We do this in a variety of ways, but what we essentially believe in is the most effective way to do this is by giving young people access to immersive civic experiences. So we believe citizenship isn't just a subject that you get taught in a classroom, and fundamentally, when we say citizenship education, it's anything that builds legal literacy or public confidence in institutions like courts and our democracy and parliament as well.
And these trials have been running for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah. So mock trials is a really exciting program. It is essentially one of our longest running active learning experiences. So we've been running mock trials since 1991. And it might help to kind of situate us as a charity and how we started as well. So one of the our founders, Lord Andrew Phillips, he was a solicitor back then. And he kind of went around in his community and realized that young people people didn't really have accessible materials teaching them about the rule of law and the law and how it applies to them. So he used to just give kind of talks in his local schools to kind of let young people, inform young people about the laws that kind of apply to them, but also the institutions that they're part of and they help shape as well. So mock trials can kind of be understood from that kind of seed idea of, you know, getting, taking this knowledge, making it accessible and putting it in front of young people.
And when we say mock trial, it's not pretend in the sense of classroom play. This happens in real courtrooms with real procedures, just like it did for Annabelle in Croydon.
I found being a legal advisor very fun because you do need to have quite a lot of practice, but the practice is 100% worth it. And when you're up there and you're understanding what you're saying, you really feel what you're doing and it's really good. I did feel very nervous, especially when you're about to do it. But then, like Ditty said, when you're doing it and you're like going in the flow, you like forget about the nerves and you're just enjoying that you're there and that you have this opportunity.
Okay, so these events clearly leave a mark. How do they help change the way young people see the justice system?
Yeah, that's a really important point, actually. I think for us, you know, for us, public legal education is everyone's responsibility. You know, anyone who has some influence or can impart some knowledge onto young people, I think public legal education is one of the key tenets that should be kind of shared as part of entitlement for all young people, right? Because you are, as you mentioned, going to have an interaction with the law or the justice system, even if you are not, you know, committing a crime. I think there's sometimes lots of misconceptions as well. You know, most young people will interact with the law much earlier in the sense of maybe a housing dispute or a, you know, they might have to sign a tenancy agreement at some point in their lives. They're not necessarily connecting the dots. That's a legal thing that I'm doing. That's a legal action. And yet we find actually many young people lack that basic understanding of the justice system and the constitution. So and that is for us, you know, a real problem, because without that foundational knowledge, that basic kind of knowledge and confidence to be able to navigate the legal system, they might have a negative view of it. But actually more what we find is they might not have a view at all.
Of course, the best way to understand the impact is to hear from the young people themselves. And here's Benjamin, who took on the role of the defendant at the mock trials.
It's probably the most stressful thing I've ever done, but it's also been, it's really boosted my confidence quite a lot. And honestly, just seeing people trying to defend me is kind of, it makes me feel a lot better about myself.
Okay, so that's a big confidence boost. What is it about being in a courtroom that makes such a difference compared to learning about justice in an ordinary classroom?
Yeah, I mean, I think that immersive element of it, you know, not only is it the thing that students enjoy the most and is the most memorable, but it's also the most effective. You know, how do you get young people to understand really abstract concepts about justice and the rule of law? Actually, there's a lot of research that suggests that actually getting them to do it, you know, actually be in the space, understand how it works, interact with others through it. Those are some of the most effective ways to kind of embed that learning early on as well. So one of the kind of really special unique things about the mock trials is how close our link to the court system is, and not does that, and that not only kind of allows them to see these institutions in action, but see, you know, you can experience the justice system from the inside. And we are so lucky and so fortunate to, because we've been running since the 90s, we will have such strong links with both the legal system. So, you know, every year, thousands of barristers, judges, magistrates actively put time and support in to make this happen, including kind of HMCTS staff who make it possible on the day. But it's those interactions on the day itself, actually speaking to a legal advisor. And, you know, you're playing the role of a legal advisor. You've prepped for 6 weeks, you know, learning what a legal advisor does and how they might interact with a case. case. And then you, on the day, might actually get to speak to a legal advisor, or you might get to speak to a magistrate and hear from their perspective how it works for them.
Judging by the feedback that we had from the event at Croydon, it sounds like it was a very enjoyable experience. Here's Lord Ponsonby, who volunteered his time to take part as a lead magistrate in the mock trials.
I think the things I've always enjoyed the most is when you see on the face of the young people the sort of light bulb moment where they understand that the way you say something really has an impact and it can influence the decision of a court. And I think when they find that exciting, and that I can pick up on, I think anyone can pick up.
For some, it could be the start of a new legal ambition. Here's Adele, who is one of the winners on the day.
It just feels so amazing because we got in so much work and like effort, and it's just like so incredible to finally see it all pay off in a way. And I feel like it's such like a unique experience because we've never done anything like it.
Josh, hearing that, it's clear that these days mean a lot to the students, but they also seem to mean a lot to our own people as well. So why do so many HMCTS colleagues volunteer their time for this?
I think it's a really rewarding opportunity for people, Aaron. So I have done my role now and been part of HMCTS for quite a few years. And often we know that when people come to our buildings, it is in a negative scenario. You know, people often interact with HMCTS at some of the most difficult times in their lives. It is a really nice opportunity for court clerks, operations managers, sort of ushers, to do something that is really positive and a real change. And it's also a really nice opportunity for people that are in roles that are often overlooked to shout and to say, you know, look at what we do too.
And Josh, just before we wrap up, what's next for this partnership?
We are really committed to continue to offer opportunities to young people to come and experience HMCTS. Over the last few years, that offer has expanded. So in some earlier iterations of this podcast, I know people have talked about the open days that we now offer in some places. People have also talked about some of the anti-knife crime events that we've delivered. And the delivery of grants in whatever form we do that in is continually reviewed. That is government best practice that's sort of set out in the things that the civil service has to do to deliver grants. But that aside doesn't change the approach HMCTS wants to take, and which we continually review with ministers and the senior judiciary to offer up opportunities to come and learn about the Courts and Tribunal Service or the wider justice system. And we're really committed to that. So in addition to offering mock trials for young citizens, continuing to offer the use of our buildings to charities for these kinds of events elsewhere, we are, as I said, exploring opportunities to deliver legal apprentices. We have delivered those to some people who already had roles in HMCTS. We are weighing up whether to do that via external recruitment too. We have a new schools outreach programme where people who work in the Courts and Tribunal Service can go out to their local school, can volunteer for an afternoon to deliver a sort of a life skills lesson or interview techniques, etc. But we are also looking at the national approach to work experience and work shadowing, and that may be law students who go to shadow a member of the judiciary, but also offering people the opportunity to go and shadow a clerk or an usher or witness services, and getting to see the other bits of HMCTS and the wider justice system while still at school, while still considering their opportunities.
Well, thank you so much to both of my guests for coming on to this episode of Inside HMCTS, and thanks as well to the people who gave interviews at the mock trials as well. Glad that they had a good time there. Mock trials are more than just a competition. They're a way of building skills, confidence and understanding for young people, and showing that justice truly is for everyone. If you'd like to find out more about the Magistrates Mock Trial Scheme or how to get involved, you can visit www.youngcitizens.org or check out the links in our show notes below. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another episode of Inside HMCTS very soon. Take care.